Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, Sunday, for that, I didn't do a whole lot. By the time we got back, it was like 10:30 before we got back from the county fair on Saturday. So we slept in a little bit. We were going to do some work out in the garden. And my wife wasn't feeling good, and now she's come down with a summer cold. So only thing we can think at, she was out with the grandkids, and they were doing things. They went to the bowling alley, and they went to Haithco Park, you know, before that. So it always takes a couple of days before that kicks in, so that's what we're figuring. So she wasn't feeling good yesterday. She did get out a little bit, but not much. So I worked on the lawn. I hadn't touched edging or anything like that around. It was, of course, the weeds are about the only thing that are growing, the weedy grass. So, but I did cut the grass. I got it cleaned up. I'm looking better. And again, we need the rain, Bob. We got 0.03 inches here. It rained for all of about 10 minutes. And that was about it. So I know further south got lots of rain. And I talked to my friend Bob that lives over in Ionia, and he said it rained heavy for about 3 hours yesterday. So I know there was a lot that was going through Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, down in that area. So he got a good beneficial rain, and we got 0.3 inches. So not much, that's for sure. Also did some electronics on Friday. I tried a new project. I saw it on the 3D printing site. So I ordered a couple of the little 2-inch screens, computers, the ESP32 computer screen combinations from WaveShare, USB plug, a couple other parts, and printed the cases. And these are something that will go along with the 3D printers. So basically it's a little box. It connects to Wi-Fi. It connects to your printer. So it knows what it's doing, and it gives you a display of what's going on with the printer, what print, how much you've printed, what all of the temperatures are, the fans, if they're running, and what they're set to, and all of that, on a small little 2-inch display. So instead of me having to grab my phone and bring up the app and look at it, I can just glance over at one of these little devices and see how things are going. So I put one out in the family room, so when I'm sitting there at night, I can take a look at it, something printing. I also put one in the bedroom, because a lot of times I'll sit in there at night, watch TV in there, and I have something on the printer. The best thing about it is the printer itself, after it finishes printing, the light that's inside the printer will not turn off automatically. It stays on until you either come down to the printer and push a button to turn it off, or you use the app on your phone to turn it off from there. But it does not turn off automatically. Somehow the guy that programmed this device figured out how to do that, so when the printer finishes its print, it turns the light off automatically, which is fantastic. I've been looking for 2 years as a way to be able to do that. Because if I print something overnight, I don't like to leave the light on all night long if it finishes early. So this device will just monitor it. When it's done, it turns the light off. So, yay-hoo. The best part of the whole thing, I guess. So, thanks, Dave, for doing the Net 73, everyone. We'll talk to you next week, KC8YVF.
We don't need no stinking printer. KBSWRN out, Dave. Good evening.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. We got you zoned out. Thanks. I wish I had, I could have a remote to make sure that the light in the shack is off, because a lot of times I'll be out here doing things and I feel that I got everything turned off, and I come down the next morning and I go, oh, I forgot to turn the light off. Only good thing is lights I have are all LEDs, so you've not burned a lot of electricity, but still be nice to turn the stuff off. Anyway, let's go to Mini. KDAPAZ, you're up and stand by, Jeff.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. Well, I hope everybody has a good week, and Dave, I hope you're feeling a lot better, and I hope Mary's doing better also. So missed you guys at the meeting on Friday. Enjoy when you guys come and sit there and talk with Mary. Of course, we got a couple of new ones in there, so anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.